common room. Sports Fix.
Good afternoon, people. It is Ben Cullen here with your Sports Fix. Red Bull's Max Verstappen ended the most dominant season in Formula One history with a victory in the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix, his 19th win in 22 races. The comfortable victory after brushing off a brief challenge from Ferrari Charles Leclerc on the opening lap gives Verstappen an 86.4% win rate in 2023. Red Bull's Sergio Perez took second on the road after Leclerc let him by on the penultimate lap in a vain attempt to secure a second in the Constructors' Championship for Ferrari against Mercedes, but was demoted to fourth on the road by a 5-second penalty. The promoted George Russell to third for Mercedes, and with Lewis Hamilton securing 2 points for ninth place, that was enough to keep Mercedes in second place by 3 points. This week, the Saudi-backed LIV Golf League announced its first Hong Kong tournament next year. This will be part of a 14-event schedule, with at least half the tournaments being played outside of the United States as part of a push to a global series. The event will take place at the Hong Kong Golf Club from March 8th to 10th. Events will also take place in Mexico, Saudi Arabia, Australia, Singapore, Spain, and the UK, as well as, of course, the United States. Our goal has always been to create a worldwide league that inspires progress and attracts new fans to the sport we love, LIV Golf Commissioner and CEO Greg Norman said in a news release. LIV Golf is stronger than ever, and next season we will accomplish that and more. LeBron James has once again set another record, this time for the most minutes played in the NBA, which is just over a week after he became the first person to score 39,000 points. This, however, did come on the same night he suffered the heaviest defeat of his career. James scored 18 points in the LA Lakers' 138-94 defeat by the Philadelphia Sixers on Monday. He surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's league record of 66,297 minutes during the first quarter of the game. The margin of victory surpasses the 42 points that separated Lakers and the Indiana Pacers in 2019, which was previously the heaviest defeat of James's 21-year NBA career. This week we welcome back Adrian Young to the show. He joins us via Zoom.
How does your training look aside from your time on the slopes? Are you expected to do work, you know, strength and conditioning? How much does psychology and nutrition, what are the things you have to do or should be doing off field, if you like?
So off the slope, I'm in the gym 5 days a week. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I swim on Saturday and then Sunday's a bit of my rest day. And yeah, lots of strength and conditioning off the slope. Different sort of stuff, so not just gym, like agility work, balance work, cycling as well. Just a lot of stuff to sort of keep your body in check. As for the nutrition side, you actually lose a decent amount. If you don't have constant access to a gym, you lose quite a decent bit of muscle mass as well as weight. I think last season or the season before, the Olympic season, I lost maybe 6 kilos throughout the whole season. Yeah, just off slope is just trying to get that weight back, trying to get that strength back. So bulking, unfortunately, most skiers don't get to have that summer body that everyone else is going for, that like super shredded 6-packs, 8-pack, whatever it is, because we're just trying to get the weight back.
You need to be heavy-ish?
Yeah, so the sort of sweet spot is around 80 kilos, 80 to 85, let's say. 80 to 8, around 85. Anything above 85 it starts to impact your agility a bit if you don't have incredible genetics where you have just all muscle mass and really good mobility and agility. So the sweet spot is around 80 to 85. Anything below that is it's okay, but it sort of affects your momentum and your acceleration, all of that. If you're just heavy, you just carry more speed, basically. Yeah.
Where are you sitting right now?
I'm light. I'm 75 at the moment. I didn't manage to get it up to 80.
Firmly on the bulk, Matt?
Yeah.
So how long will you be training for the next period? You're away from Hong Kong. What is your next block, and how does that look like?
So the block I'm currently in is the... my like European training block. I'll be here until December 14th. Then I fly back home for one night. Then I'm up to it's a bit useless, but I'm up to China on December 16th for the training and qualification before the National Winter Games. And then if I qualify for the National Winter Games, then that official sort of final race is in mid-January.
Okay, so that's the next goal.
That's the next goal.
How does the competition work in this part of the world? Have you won many competitions, or have you just sort of placed well enough to continue to qualify?
No, I haven't. Unfortunately, I haven't won competition in a long time. I've been on the European circuit, sort of battling out with these like Austrian, Norwegian, Swiss kids that are literally, they live on the mountain.
Sure.
Unfortunately, I didn't get that luxury to just like wake up, roll out of bed, and bam, I'm on the slopes. So it's a little bit tough to battle out with these kids that sort of like the mountain is their whole life.
Yeah.
But that is sort of my aim, is to sort of beat them. As for races in Asia, I haven't really done, I don't think I've done one of that to lie. I've done two different competitions. One of them was in east coast of Russia, in a place called Yuzhno-Sakhalin. Super cold, like north of Japan, minus 40, like toes freezing, nothing lives there. like coming in on the plane to the airport, the sea is frozen, you know it's gonna be cold. And then the second one was the also it was actually the Chinese National Winter Games a couple years back, 2019 or 2020 or something like that. And unfortunately they didn't have a under 16 category, because if they did, I would have won that. I was the I was gold, like number one for like kids under 16, but yeah, they didn't have that age category, unfortunately. So I was battling out with like 24, 25 year olds at the age of like 15. But I didn't do too bad, actually. I came 19th or 17th or something, I don't quite remember. But it wasn't too bad. Out of the Hong Kong guys, I was number one. And then under 16 in the whole of China, I was number one. It was just pretty tough battling these sort of 80 kilo, 25 year olds at like a 60 kilo, like 15 year old or whatever I was. But I was really light.
There's growth in that, though. There's huge growth in that.
Yeah.
Good man. Now, Adrian, I do want to ask about your ambitions for the future. You're very, very early in your career. What would be the next big step for you, and long term, what are your big aspirations?
Well, big one is definitely next Winter Olympics, and hopefully World Cup circuit. Like, that's top level. As for like the sort of like next one, I think Asian Winter Games is next year. I'll have to double check. I'll have to fact check that. But if it's next year, then definitely that is like a medium to big-ish sort of goal for me, and hopefully to do well at that as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's sort of my like World Cup and next Olympics is like the long-term aspiration, I guess, because World Cup is, that's where these guys who win the Olympics are skiing at the moment, and just to like battle out with them, see where I'm at, that'd be really cool. I'm not at that level yet, unfortunately, but working hard to get there, definitely.
Yeah, fantastic. Adrian, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for sharing your journey, particularly around your entry into the Olympics, what that experience was like, and then what you've got ahead of you. I will certainly be keeping tabs on your progress, and we look forward to hopefully getting you on the show again down the line with some more achievements under your belt.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a blast. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good man.
Hong Kong, are you ready? This is the hottest ticket in the world right now.
This week we are pivoting to the NFL. We are into round 13 of 18, and the stakes are getting higher every single Sunday. The Steelers versus the Cardinals is my hottest ticket in the world this week. Have a great weekend, all, and I'll see you for your sports fix next week.